Hello and welcome to this special interview with Dr. Hassan Al-Nouri, the presidential candidate in Syria's presidential elections due to be held on the 3rd of June this year. Mr. Al-Nouri is making history as we speak right now, as he is taking part in elections that has multi-candidates, which is the first to take place in Syria since the 50s. Dr. Al-Nouri, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much for being with us. One of the obvious questions that comes to mind, you're running in the first multi-candidate presidential elections in Syria since the 50s. Surely this incurs some difficulties, some challenges. What's your plan to face these challenges? How credible is your chances at conquering and winning this election, actually?
Well, let me start from the end. I am a winner already. Syria has won the challenge of having a free, democratic, clear, transparent election. We have to consider this as the main key points. We all entered the history of having really the first real serious election in the Syrian history. My credibility of winning, of what are my chances in winning, I do believe that I still have good chances. But the issue is not only to win the election. The issue is also to introduce your visions, your views, your strategy, to introduce your new color. We have different colors in this election, and this is by itself a plus for the country, plus for Syria. Also, I'm happy that Syrian people started to react and interact with the days of candidates, also with the campaigns. My campaign now is working almost 24 hours to just handle all the files, to handle the media at least. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And this is by itself a victory. I do believe that the era of Syria has started. Syria is winning. Its time. We are hoping that we will get out of the crisis. And I do believe that Syria after the election is not the same as Syria before the election.
And we should mention, I think, here that you have been a candidate in the parliamentary elections in Syria, and you have managed to win as an independent. Also, you have been a minister in the Syrian government for two terms in two different ministries. You're very well established in terms of the political scene here in Syria, very well known, actually, among many people. This brings me to my next question. As a person who have been active in the political scene, as a person who has political and administrative experience, what would you have done differently if you were in power instead of President Assad since the beginning of the unrest?
This is a very important question, and I wish that you can give me a few minutes to answer this question. Concerning what I can do, I do believe that we will have all the same concepts, the same political code. We all believe that we have to have unified country, unified people. Israel is our main enemy. We are all behind the Syrian army. We all agree that the Palestinian issue is our main cause. We do believe in the Arab countries as one. We call it the big Arab
nation or homeland. Yes,
and homeland. We all do believe in this. I think I'm totally different from President Assad's strategy and Mr. Hajjar, our presidential candidate, concerning the political file, the administrative file, and the social file. I do believe that I can probably do better in those three files. Mainly the economical files and the administrative files. I hope that we can go and get the right team to work hard, because I don't believe in one-man show anymore. We have to have a team to build the country. The country cannot be built only by having only one main decision maker or policy maker. We all need to work all unified. We have to work all together to build the country again, to find solutions and to satisfy all the obligations that people are asking for, because we need, really, we need to find a national policy that that take into consideration people's need at this stage.
But the question I'm trying to ask you here, had you been in the chair of President Assad when the unrest broke out, when the protest started, when the first attacks on the police and security forces started early in 2011, what would you have done differently?
Politically and militarily, I would do the same, because we have to all fight terrorism. We have to take out the terrorism from our country and from our society. We all do agree that extremists and Islamists who are really takfiriyin, like Daesh, like al-Nusra, like others, are not going to be forgiven about what they did. I do deal with opening dialogue and negotiation with the Syrian Free Army, yes, if they still do exist. Yes. I do believe in this because I consider them as part of our society, and they are Syrians. And I think we have to bring them back to our society and try to go with some tolerations in order to find solutions for them.
Many Western countries are criticizing this presidential vote in principle, saying it shouldn't take place. And many are saying that there are certain logistic challenges, mainly the fact that the Syrian government is not in control over the whole country right now. As a presidential candidate, do you think that these elections can happen? Are they credible elections? How would you respond to those who are criticizing the elections in principle, and obviously yourself along with the two other candidates in the process?
I do agree we have a crisis, and I do agree that we have to work hard logistically to reach all points in the country to go and implement the election day. But I don't believe and agree that the Western sources are saying that half of the population in Syria, for example, is located outside Syria, which is not true. Yes. And I don't consider more than 20% of the population outside Syria. And among the 20%, 80% of them, they want to go to give their votes. But look what the French and the Germans are doing. Really, I'm criticizing their positions. I'm criticizing their naiveties in not allowing the Syrian people to go and vote. And I think the French in particular, they will be really punished by their people.
You're referring to the incident where the French and German governments refused to allow the Syrian embassies to hold elections.
To hold an election day, of course.
Yes.
And this is really a scandal.
Dr. Annouri, you're a businessman. You have very strong ties with the business community in Syria, in addition to the academic community here in Syria. And as a result, you have very good relations with a wide spectrum of the Syrian society. Do you expect a large turnout at the elections, or will what the external opposition are saying, that the turnout will be minimal?
Well, I don't agree with this. I do believe that the external factors will not play any effect on this, except what the French and the German did. Not more than that. They cannot interfere, yes, or impose, and we will not allow anyone to impose any policy, external policy in Syria. This is not acceptable. And also, I do believe that even being a businessman, dealing with business community, academicians, I'm dealing with many academicians internationally, I do believe that a good percentage of them are standing behind me, are asking me on a daily basis how I'm doing, and I always answer the following answer: I'm doing fine. My votes are increasing, and hopefully I can reach a winning percentage at the end. But this is the decision of the Syrian people. No one has the right to decide on their behalf. They will go and vote, and whoever the winner is, we have to salute, we have to congratulate, and we have to stand behind the elected president at the end, and to be a great supporter to him, and he will be the president of Syria for the next 7 years.
Dr. An-Nouri, are you satisfied with the arrangements and the preparations the Syrian government has done for the elections? The Syrian government, for example, has refused to have any international monitoring for the elections. How do you feel about this particular detail and about the preparations in general?
I wished we had an international monitoring, but I will not accept an international monitoring that will be creating, that will put its nose in every single issue in the election. I do believe that at the moment, the best international monitoring can be coming from our friends. Like the Russians, the Chinese, the BRICS, from South America, from some Arab countries. Why not? We can have, and some Islamic countries, we can have a good percentage of people who can, and they are internationals, who can monitor this election. They don't have to be Americans, French, German, Italian, and Saudi Arabians, Qataris or Turks, in order to make the election a successful one. Iran can make it successful. Russia can make it successful. China can make it successful. Venezuela can make it successful. Malaysia, Indonesia can make it successful. Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Sudan, and many different Arab countries can make it successful. Success, or the measurement of success, doesn't look into the country that can play this role. Syria is holding 60% of the whole world to its side, and I do believe that this international community can make the difference.